Hello and welcome to Theatre Voice. I'm Sophie Reynolds and I'm here at the Almeda in Islington, and I'm talking to Lucy Morrison, the Artistic Associate at the Almeda, and we're going to be talking about the Almeda Festival, which is billed as a kaleidoscope of theatre for the culturally curious. Lucy, you've been working on the festival for about 6 weeks. You've taken over from Jenny Wharton, who curated the festival. How's that been for you?
Well, it's been really fascinating, starting to work on a festival that is still very much evolving in terms of its identity and raison d'etre. I think what I feel really passionate about the festival is the fact that it gives a platform to emerging and new and emerging companies that they wouldn't otherwise get on the fringe and at festivals where they regularly perform. I think for me the exciting thing is to give the Almeda stage, which is a beautiful, epic space actually, but it still has that intimacy to it, so that it gives those companies a different scale to play on, but it also has it doesn't overexpose them, I feel. So I think it feels like it's a really good way of allowing companies to grow and see what they're capable of, and allowing them to take risks in a really, really supported environment. And then just seeing what the possibilities are.
And the Almeda Festival is relatively new to the London theatre scene, isn't it? How long has it been going?
Well, I think this is its fourth year. It used to be biennial. Biennial. And then they took the decision last year to make it an annual event. And so I think that everyone's seeing this year as the very first time that the festival is really properly announced, because I think it's been forming slowly but surely over the last few years. The need for it is about wanting to work in a less traditional way. To work with companies who are whose worldview, I suppose, is reflected in their work, and also what Jen's programmed, I think, is companies who work in a process-led way, and I think that's not the way that most of the work on the main programme is created. I think that's what it's evolving to be. But I don't think anyone here would say the festival is fixed, it's a fixed thing. I think it's something that there was a need to do, which is about regenerating audiences, which is about working with younger artists and companies and working in different ways.
So a need for the Almeda as a theatre, but is it also a need perhaps for the community in some ways to engage with the Almeda in a different way?
I think so. I think people, it's a perception issue, but people think of the Almeda as being quite a traditional formal space. And actually, if you sit in the theatre and forget about all of that, I don't think it has that feel. I think the work that these companies are doing sits quite well on that stage, and you saw the show on Friday night, the Inspector Sands show, which broke down the fourth wall, and there was some audience participation involved, and I thought it was done in a nicely judged, not unsafe way. But nevertheless, you wouldn't normally get that at the Almeda, that that the audience were engaged with in that way, and it felt really good, I think, for the audience members there. The regular Almeida goers were probably quite surprised by it, but they were in a safe environment, so it didn't feel too strange. And then people coming to see the work who are new to the, who don't usually come to the Almeida and are used to seeing this kind of work, will see the Almeida in a different way. So I think there's two sides to it. One of it is to try and have an impact on the wider theatre ecology and recognise that there aren't enough platforms for people to really try out what they're capable of. If you think about these companies, they are largely underfunded or project funded, and they lurch from one show to the next. They have to have a lot of partners to make anything happen. It's quite complicated. They're responsible for producing their own shows a lot of the time, and so much of their time is spent on just trying to get this thing up that you think all that energy, if those things were more supported, all that energy, what would they be capable of? And I think that's what we can do with companies here, is we've got a fantastic, really tight technical team who are incredibly creative and brilliant at what they do, the top of their game. And those people can support that company along with the marketing departments, the press consultancy that we've got for the festival. All of those strands of putting a show on are more supported when they're here. So I like to think that's a way of allowing them to go further with what they do and really look inside themselves and go, what's really possible here? What magic can we create on that lovely stage?
That's really interesting. So it's really sort of about providing the resources that otherwise you'd have to struggle for.
I started that by saying there were two things. So that's the one thing. It's about having an impact on the wider theatre ecology. And then the other one is a selfishly Almeida-led thing, which is we need those new voices in our theatre. We need those new audiences coming through our door and having conversations about the future of live art. So, and relating to it in a different way. So it's twofold, really, I think.
That's really interesting. I think that second point is probably twofold as well, because do you mean that's sort of something that your creative team will benefit from, sort of being shaken up, talking to people with new ideas, or is it more to do with the perception of the theatre?
It's another twofold thing. Yes, I think this theatre has very, very high production values and a very high quality of work and high expectations around it. But there is, with the best of intentions, there is a kind of routine to shows coming in, a read-through on the first day, a model box, and all of those which are tried and tested approaches to putting theatre on. But actually these companies are coming in with a different way of working, in some ways a more spontaneous way of working, and there might be tensions between those two things, but it's an important tension not to get too comfortable and go, we've found the way of making theatre and making it really beautiful and high quality. But there are different ways of doing it, and I think because theatre is a live experience, we have to embrace spontaneity and surprise, and some of that comes in the approach to making the work. So yeah, it's about influencing and re-engaging the theatre makers here, and also the audience aspect.
Okay, and we should talk about the programme that we're actually talking about, because it sort of spans so many different types of artists and different ways of working. And you mentioned Inspector Sands, so maybe we should talk about that, which opened on Friday. How do you feel about that as a piece? Because obviously you came to it, you didn't commission it, but you came to it sort of during the process of its creation. Was that piece created for the Almeida?
That's a good question. Inspector Sam's are a really good example of a company who are dealing with lots and lots of different partners and commissioners just to make that work happen. But they have said to me that the Almeida are one of the main partners on this show. They had a modest commission fee from us, which I think they have probably enhanced through partnerships with other theatres, and namely the Corn Exchange in Newbury has invested in that show. With these things, if you look back, it's not as simple as saying this work wouldn't exist if it weren't for the Almeida. I think there are lots of layers to it, but we are a really important part of it existing.
And it did sit very comfortably on the Almeida stage, and it seemed a comfortable thing for Almeida audiences to watch. I mean, it pushed some boundaries. As you said, there was some audience participation. Mm. They picked on people in the audience, made them stand up and analyse what they were wearing, what they looked like. It was an interesting topic, I thought.
Mm.
It was dealing with the mass observation movement.
Yeah, which I think... I loved that they chose that subject area, because it's a really fascinating movement, but it's the kind of... It's the kind of thing that you tend to find out about through reading articles or maybe stumbling upon a collection in a museum. And I think it's one of the fantastic things about theatre is making a subject live and feel real. And I think they just pulled it out of its, they sort of dusted it off and pulled it out of whatever academic archive and made it live and made it feel important to think about now and relevant still to what we're facing. You know, when they talk about sleepwalking walking into a crisis, which was the Second World War, it feels like that we're doing that still, and that the information that we have we don't use somehow. So I think they've taken a subject that feels really universal and pertinent to our situation, and I really applaud that. And I think the way that they've approached it as well is with a really light touch. It's very funny, very charming, but still has that weighty edge to it that it means something.
I don't know whether this is intentional, but it does sort of feel a little bit to me like a number of the pieces, a number of the shows in the festival have that as a sort of rather overarching theme, that they're taking overarching sort of themes and elements and they're making them very relevant to today's audiences. I'm thinking of another piece, which is Nightwatch by Inua Ellums, which is another piece which is sort of rather a fantastic fairy tale story, but actually it feels incredibly relevant because it's sort of about you're watching it thinking about the London riots last year and about the gangs that you hear about every day in the news, that sort of thing.
And I think that's a good observation about the choices that have been made. But as with Inua, he's chosen to explore that world through almost a fairy tale, fantastical prism, and it's that much more interesting for it, I think. So it's we do get a lot of sort of social realism and on stage, and I think there's some of the choices that have been made over the programming of this festival about companies who want to talk about stuff that's happening now and feels really important and has political, social elements, but there's an aesthetic and a poetry to the way that they want to communicate that story. But I think that's probably true of the programme. But I think that's about theatricality, it's about poetry, it's about aesthetic. I think those things are important to the festival, and also I think our stage really it's very beautiful, I think, and I'm not sure social realism is always, you know, I think there's more you can do on that stage. So if the work has that layer to it, but also pushes that further, and I think it's really exciting for an audience to see
the beautiful element, but also the new ways of working, the sort of uncovering, disclosing in some ways, the creation of theatre. And that's another part of the festival, actually, which is a little bit different, isn't it? But you had, as well as a number of theatrical pieces and shows, you had a sort of opening up of the theatre, some of the backstage areas and some of the creative processes. Mm. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that was a day on Saturday, which was essentially an open day. And there were theatre tours which go backstage and talk about the building's history and the way that we, the technical department, and which we do run, I think, once a month on Saturdays usually, but there were three of those. And then interspersed between those were workshops, which were aimed at people who maybe had never even thought about the processes that go into making theatre, the different layers of it, before, to just to get an introduction on how that works. So I ran a writing workshop for absolute beginners, adults, and they created duologues and monologues that we put on the stage at 4 o'clock that day. So that was quite an exciting journey from literally turning up very, very nervous to actually having an actor, a professional actor, read your work at 4 o'clock that day. And then there was a wardrobe workshop and a gory makeup workshop and a stage lighting, introduction to stage lighting workshop, and a performance workshop. And it was very much about opening up and saying, this is the way that we make theatre, and these are just a little glimpse into that, what goes into that play being on stage in front of you.
That's an amazing experience for somebody who's never done anything like that before.
Yeah.
Where did they come from? Do you think there were people just sort of coming in off the street, or did they know they were coming to it because they'd seen it somewhere? And
I think, I mean, I did ask my group where they'd come from, and they'd come from different routes, really. One of them had said that her neighbour had knocked on her door and said that he'd seen it in the brochure, and she really should do it because she'd always wanted to write something, and then checked that she was coming in the morning again, came and knocked on her door again. So she had quite a champion in him, and he's a regular theatre attender here, but he's not a theatre maker. And then actually, I'm not sure about the others, but the information was on our website, and we sent some targeted marketing around, but we also did flyer up a street on the day, and we got walk up for tours. I don't think we got walk up for the workshops, because I think it does require a certain amount of thinking and commitment to do that. But it's the first time we've done it, and I think it's going to be really interesting talking about how it went and how we'd like to approach it next year. But there's a strong feeling that we want to do it again. We probably need to have, you know, debrief about Saturday and work out what worked about it and what didn't. But it definitely did feel like opening the doors to people who you wouldn't normally have access to those processes.
And do you think potentially sort of inspiring people to go further with that? I mean, was that kind of your aim?
Well, I think my aim is to, I mean, I'm very interested in, I mean, the Almeida does some brilliant work with young people. We have 500 people with young people attached to the company as part of our Young Friends program, and that's it's a brilliant program, and they're very I think they make work, they make very high quality theatre through the year, and they use some of the main program as a leaping off point for the work that they create. But I personally have an interest in working with adults, and I guess it's because I've worked with a lot of playwrights in the past, and I think you can come to playwriting and realising that part of your creativity at different points in your life. And I think our theatre culture is very much focused on young people, and that's absolutely necessary. But I'm interested also in engaging people who come to it at a different point. Whether that's a professional thing or not, I still think it's really valuable to have that kind of relationship with potential theatre goers, just to be a bit more accessible, and for it not to be an exclusive activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you mentioned the Young Friends of the Almeida, and they were involved in the festival as well.
Yeah, they have. They have commissioned, alongside with the projects department who run the Young Friends, a playwright, Rebecca Pritchard, to write a play for a group. And she the director, Natalie Abrahami, have been working with that group for quite some time, I think for the last few months. And then Rebecca had to, at some point, sit down and write a play for those specific performers. And so she's written a play called Parallax that they're going to perform as part of the festival.
Right, and have you seen it?
I've read it and I've seen quite a stagger through. It's a beautifully written piece, and it when I saw it in rehearsal, they were still finding their feet with it. But it's a they are absolutely going to get there. They don't get rehearsals every day, and I think, you know, they rehearse, I think, twice a week at the moment. But they were well on their way to making it really, really exciting. It's a very beautiful piece.
And is that just performed by the Young Company, or are they also doing the technical side and the design?
Well, it's a good question. They perform it, but there is also one or two company members who are on the Young Friends program who are assistant directing. So it's a professional designer, lighting designer, director, but there are some trainee posts within the production.
Brilliant. Okay, well, the Almeida Festival is running until the 28th of July, so still time for people to check it out. Thank you very much.